This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-huzn, sorrow and distress. Subhanallah. The Quran was sent to cure the heart. Shifa'un lima fi sudur. See, most people, they just assume, is it the sound of the Qur'an? Is it the words of the Qur'an? Can I just recite the Qur'an and I'll feel better? Yes, there's elements of that, of course, and nobody can deny the miraculous nature and the intonation of the Qur'an. But the real removal of distress of the Qur'an is the practice of its message. Shifa'un lima fi sudur, that if you commit to a viewpoint of putting it into your life, it will take away some of the worries, anguish, and stress of your heart. If you make the Qur'an the thing that judges the halal and the haram choices in your life, then it's not you making the decision, but it's Allah who you are following step by step along the way through the message He has given to His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You remove from yourself the worry of what will come tomorrow because you understand that there is qadr and fate that is into play. You allow the Qur'an to build in you a resilience to the difficulties because you've learned from all of the morals and the stories of the prophets before us, how they remained resilient and patient and enduring in hardship. You recognize where virtue belongs and where transgressions are. And you recognize how to come closer to the virtuous, guide yourself towards Allah and guide yourself away from the shaitan. You recognize that there's an avowed enemy who seeks to disturb your inner peace and inner being. That you recognize, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. He is an avowed enemy towards you. Treat him as an enemy. You allow in your heart the compassion that was meant to be the source of the rahmah of the Qur'an. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You are an expression of the mercy of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the main reason of your messengership, O Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Nuh alayhi salam, he invoked Allah, he said, O my Lord, I am overwhelmed, support me. Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, admits his mistake and that Allah is the only one that can help. Yaqub alayhi salam, who had lost his son, Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah, I only raise my complaint in my fear and in my moment of sadness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I complain to Allah, not about Allah, that my sorrow is channeled into that one who is able to sustain me through it, not to those who are unable to assist me with it. And therefore that sorrow and distress becomes a theme that we see in the Qur'an, where Allah shows us that its removal is through our resilience and reliance upon His message. And the Qur'an is a shifa'un lima fi sudur. The message of the Qur'an, the reading of the Qur'an, the barakah of the Qur'an is a removal of all the trials and tribulations and distress and sorrow that may find itself in the heart. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innu al-qulub. Is it not by being reminded of what Allah has obligated and what Allah has forbidden in practicing that, is that not what will give you tranquility and give your heart rest?